Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us to be here with you each and every Thursday live. And I want to thank LA Talk Radio for playing us at different times on different channels. But you can only talk to us live on Thursday. The call-in number is 323-203-0815 to hop in the hot seat with Dr. Allen. So get your dialing fingers going. Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
Great. I'm ready to go to work.
All right. Well, tell me, how was your day? What have you been up to?
My daughter has a birthday today. We went out for a lovely lunch. Then we watched. I'm a member of SAG, you know, Screen Actors Guild.
Because, yes.
So anyway, we watched, today we watched Respect, which is about
nice.
Yeah, and the other day we saw King Richard about the tennis players, you know, Venus and Serena, their dad. So it's just really fun.
Good. You had all kinds of fun day. That's beautiful. I think we had a caller on, but I don't know what happened to them. Double check with that.
Let's serve our callers.
Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen in the hot seat. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
There he is.
I'm glad I got in early today.
Okay.
So,
why?
Well, it's always nicer if at all possible. So I had a date last Sunday. Then decided, and I was certainly attracted to her, even though I wasn't sure how well we matched up on the other stuff. And I'm taking your advice by talking to some other ones that I haven't met yet. But that at least from pictures and I think also seeing them on video dating, I know we definitely chatted once, you know, so I've seen them through the computer, you know, in motion like Zoom. And I'm not that excited about them because of what I see. The conversations were nice, but, you know, not thrilling. So, I'm a little reticent.
Wait a minute. Do you want respect from the woman?
Yeah. I haven't
then
gotten anything that wasn't.
Were you leading her? Do you ever hear me say, I don't want to interview men. I want men who want to be respected to ask questions that would give them information about the woman. So do you mind if I ask, for what reason did you not ask questions?
With which one?
Either one.
So the one that I met, I did lay down some of the ground rules. And again, we didn't match up in some other ways.
You were incompatible.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, I, you know, she was attractive, so I was willing to stick in it for a while, and that's gotten me in, I don't know about in trouble, but it's certainly got me away
with their eyes.
Yeah. So these two.
We pick with our ears.
Right. So again, the conversations were nice in some ways. I don't think either of them have been in the dating world for too long. So one, I am probably going to meet before a Super Bowl party because it's very close to where she lives. So I'm like, oh, I could leave a little early and we can sit at Starbucks for an hour or something like that and talk. So our conversation was good last night.
What are the questions you would like to ask?
Well, she doesn't want to give her age. And I said, you know, essentially that's okay. I do know that she's older. I know a little bit about her relationship history, so I'll have to consider that. Probably want to know a little bit more about, you know, faith or spirituality, where she is on that stuff. She's retired. So, getting a better idea of what she does there. We did talk a little bit about investing stuff. I know that's something
You are going to interview her so that you can earn her respect and she can earn your cherishing. Is that right?
Yes. The only question is, will there be enough chemistry once I get there? But I'll show up and find out.
That's true. I mean, the chemistry, do you know it only takes about 3 minutes for you guys to feel the chemistry?
I definitely believe that. It's some women.
So I'm just pointing out to you that if you want to exchange respect for cherishing, and she does the same, that's compatibility. Two respectables fight too much. Two cherishables, nobody's running the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah,
let me interview you. Are you wanting to be respected first, cherished second, or do you want to be cherished first and respected second, or do you want equally respect and cherishing?
Well, I know I don't want to be, I remember, didn't you also be one person?
Yes, I do. I even have a test in my book, Getting to I Do, which is my opening book. And in there, I have asked questions that will show you if you want to be respected or cherished or both.
I know I want to be respected first. That's certainly what I'm aiming for.
We all want both, but first and second is what I'm asking. We all want
both. Yes, my goal is to be in more of the masculine role. I don't think that was always the case when I was younger, but I'm wanting to do that more now, and it's made some good results, even if right at the moment I don't have anybody that I'm terribly excited about, but again, still talking and putting myself out
there. Good, good. So you want to be respected by a woman that will feel cherished by your interviewing her for the job of relationship.
Yeah. And I know that was one thing that, you know, worked well in my last relationship.
Okay. Are you interested in being married or mated?
I think mating is more of what I'm interested in.
That's fine, because marriage is pretty required if you want kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've passed up a couple of opportunities with kids. I don't see that happening.
Okay, so have we answered your question for the new dates you're starting?
I guess. For me, it's about drumming up excitement for it when I'm very dubious about the attraction level there, too. But I also know that I can meet people anytime, going out with some friends tonight, so you never know what's going on there. And with your stuff, it definitely helped me be more forward and approach people out in public. That's been very helpful. So for me, it's more not being thrilled with what's on my menu at the moment, but I also realize that it's like looking at the menu without taking a taste of the food yet. So I definitely don't have the whole story to make a decision. So I'm following your lead, even if there's a big part of me that doesn't want to.
So I wish you respect and secondarily cherishing.
All right, Dr. Pat, I think that's about all I have for today. Appreciate it as always.
Okay, good. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye. Let us know. Bye.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Great. Well, let's see what else is going on here, Dr. Pat. See, we've got some more calls coming in.
Good. Let's handle as many as we can.
I agree. Oh, yeah. Caller, you are live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen. A man took me on a date on Tuesday, and we have chemistry, and we get along. Like, it feels like we've known each other forever, but he doesn't really give me compliments. Is that a bad sign?
That you got along?
No, that he doesn't give me compliments. Like, he didn't say that I look nice. But he messages me, and he messaged me that night and then the next morning after the date.
Did you have a plan for him that you didn't give him before you went on a date?
No, it's just that we met on the dating app.
I know the dating app is the way, that's the entrance call.
Right.
But were you... I want to teach you something.
Okay.
There are three issues that can cause problems before you even know each other.
Okay.
One is communicating evasively. Someday I want to marry. Someday is open-ended.
Right.
Then there's the one that I'm kind of hearing with you, which is, if he really was interested in me, he would ask me these questions and do these things.
Uh-huh.
That requires mind reading.
Okay.
And the third thing is, he says something that tweaked you crooked on a first date, and you canceled him.
Uh-huh.
Abruptness. Relationships are either secure, where people are comfortable being who they are.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Or they are anxious. They are avoidant.
Right.
They do things or they set standards. Now let's go back over. You met this man on his first date with you.
Uh-huh.
Did you have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer?
No, we had a really good time.
Okay. Then the question you're asking me is evasive, secretive, and abrupt.
Okay.
And what to do mind reading, please?
I just wanted him to say that I looked nice or something. Usually when I go on dates, men always compliment me at least a little bit.
Darling, every human being has a different button, a different bell.
Okay.
Are you wanting to be respected for your maleness, or do you want to be cherished for your passivity, your patience, and your vulnerability as a woman?
I want to be cherished.
Okay. But this man on a first date would have one dickens of a time mind reading you. Do you see?
Uh-huh.
Would you be willing to consider not doing that again?
Yes. So don't expect compliments. Just take them as they are.
Don't expect anything. But if he does anything that requires a policeman, a doctor, or a lawyer to sue him, do it.
Okay.
Was your mother a man?
Yes, my mother is a man.
Okay. Do you want to be respected in a relationship?
No, I want to be cherished.
Okay. I promise you that with my tools, I teach people how to fight with respect and cherishing love.
Okay.
The tools that I do. So, have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And you want to be cherished, so
yes.
You have to respect him. Unless you have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer.
So me wanting compliments is me wanting respect?
It's you wanting respect, absolutely. The word want is a four-letter word.
How many
bad words are four letters?
right.
I want you to give up your wants.
Okay.
Are you willing to give up your, I want you, I want you, when he says, do you want to get married? Yes, I want to get married. But when you say, I want to get married to you, you're being a mother, masculine.
Right.
You see? So
okay.
As soon as you said want, I knew that you were requiring him to mind read you on a first date.
Oh, okay.
I want you to concentrate on being passive. That's called don't lead.
Okay.
Patience. Will you date somebody three times?
Yes, I've been doing
that. If you don't have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer.
Yes.
Give him three times to relax into himself. Becoming
right.
An I, so that he can show you his best. There's never going to be a woman as sensitive as a man inside. Do you know what his soul is called?
Yeah, the anima.
No, not the animus. That's
the,
masculine.
The anima.
That's female
yeah.
souls.
Yeah, the
anima.
Yeah.
Anima. Any language based on Latin is automatically androgynous. It signals masculine, us, and feminine,
Okay.
So, therefore, what you asked me has triggered me into giving you these bits and pieces that may be significant in your date life.
Yeah.
Is your mom married to your dad?
Yeah, but she's always been the man, and my dad is feminine.
Okay, but your dad may like being a woman.
Yeah, he does.
Well, then there are
and my mom has gotten very masculine now that she's older. My mom has gotten worse masculine now that she's older.
Well, if she's over 50, she's
yeah.
down on estrogen, which is more of a feeling hormone. And your dad is more on estrogen. So grandpa's nicer than dad and grandma's meaner than mom.
Yes.
And that's because everybody has a male or female body, but they also have a soul. There's a wonderful book by Carl Jung's wife, Emma. It's called Anima Animus.
Uh-huh.
And I use it. I use it because philosophically, I can show through scientific evidence how masculine people talk and how feminine people talk, and I need one of each in a relationship, straight, gay, or lesbian. Right?
I have one more quick question. I asked him if he was looking for something casual or long-term, and he said,
good.
And he said that he's willing to do long-term, but that he doesn't rush into serious business. Is that okay?
He doesn't want to get legally married. That's called mating.
Oh.
It's the same contract.
He said he wants to get married, but he doesn't. He said he wants to get married, but he doesn't rush into it.
No, he doesn't. I don't believe we even know people till we know them a year, four seasons.
Right. So he's willing.
I hear a decent human being.
Okay.
You see, marriage is not necessarily built for men.
Right. It's built for marriage and
marriage is built for women and children.
Right.
You see? But men that want to keep their woman away from another man will marry her.
Right.
Do you find that to be true? Have you ever been married?
No, I haven't.
How old are you?
38.
Would you like to get married?
Yes, so I'm dating a lot of men right now.
Are you willing to use my tools?
Yes.
Okay. So did you get enough of an answer today?
Yes, I did. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Call again.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, caller. Thank you. Okay. I believe we've got another call coming in. I want to remind everybody, 323-203-0815 is the number to dial. Okay, I think Sam at the switchboard is getting them for us.
Hello?
Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi. Oh, I need to turn this off. Yes, this is
the turn the radio off.
Okay, don't talk and to say my name either. Hi, Dr. Allen. I'm the 60-year-old woman. Hi. I'm the 60-year-old who's never been married and no children, and I was using your flirting technique. And I'm just calling to give a report. And
what's your report?
My report is that I'm flirting and men are looking, but nobody is approaching. So I'm making progress. And the matchmaking company had a match for me that I was supposed to go on a date on Tuesday, but he canceled. I don't really know why. So that's my report.
Okay, well, that's a report. Life is full of issues that are going towards your goal. Are you wanting to be respected or cherished first?
Cherished.
Okay. Are you flirting as you go to the grocery store?
That's what I do. I mean, I do it.
Apps too?
No, I'm not on any apps.
Okay. I have no problem with that. What you're doing is normal walking and smiling.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. But do you have a deadline for nature? if I don't get somebody by next Tuesday, I'm quitting?
No, it's a process. No, I'm not quitting.
Okay. Are you willing to work my program until you get what you want, a man that wants you?
Yes.
Well, then why don't we do it?
Okay.
In other words, you've got to learn the meaning of one important word. You know what that most important word is?
No, I don't.
Next.
I do get that one. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Passive, patient, and vulnerable. Those are the female characteristics that I really like.
Okay.
Is your mother a man or a woman?
My mother is a man. Yes.
Okay. And do you want to be like her, or do you want her, or do you want me to mold you conversationally into a female woman?
A female woman?
Yes. A passive, patient, vulnerable woman.
Yes, that's what I want.
Okay. And you know that men pick with their eyes because they like sex.
Mm-hmm.
Women pick with their ears because they like financial security.
Yeah.
And that's not abnormal. How old are you?
60.
That's fine. I've had two women, one 48 and one 52, virgins.
Oh, wow.
Working my program, getting into a relationship. Isn't that awesome?
Oh.
Have you read Getting to I Do?
I'm on my third reading.
Okay. Have you read my last one, which is a summary book we call Men's World Universe? Men are in charge of things, and we're in charge of oxygen. What do we use oxygen for? Talking and breathing. When women know how to respect men, they get cherished. Do you know the tools?
Well, I haven't been in a relationship in a long time, so I don't even know what you mean when you say tool. I know from reading them, but not implementation.
Are you reading Getting to I Do again?
Yes, the third time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you want to, in the new book, I-ness, we-ness, and us-ness, and the tools are in there. Also, you can go to our... Kelly, do you want to give her the commercial on that, on our free deal?
www.drpatallen.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you'll find chemistry, compatibility, and communications. You can listen for free.
Okay.
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want you to do is look in the eyes and smile at men that you have some kind of interest in.
Okay.
And call us back.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Allen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, caller.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So, Dr. Allen, we have a lot of people asking about whether or not the high bi letter is the same for men as it is for women. We have a lot of times, we have our female callers on here talking about the high bi letter, but We've got a couple of men out there in Facebook land that are asking about the high buy letter for a man.
It's wonderfully, wonderfully, gentlemanly, honorably. And what is the high buy letter? The high buy letter I should give a little bit of my credentials. I am a marriage family child therapist, 51 years. I'm retired now, but I'm coaching because I want to. I want to keep teaching people how to love one another scientifically. Religions are nice. Politics are nice. Everything. But I like science. So I'm a certified transactional analyst. Do you see? And because of that, I help people negotiate what they're doing and what they want. So in my book, Getting to I Do, I talk about if you want to be in a relationship, you've got to know whether you want to be respected for your leadership or you want to be cherished for your followership. You see? So the high buy letter is when you do one of the following things. You were tired, you were hungry, and you were bored on the first date. So you canceled him when he called back. I ask that you teach that you date him 3 times, and I suggest that a man picking with his eyes, women pick with their ears, that when a man sees a woman, give her 3 dates to see if she's really herself. If you don't have chemistry for her on the 3rd date, you probably don't have chemistry, which is a scientific message about this is not a chemical relationship. And that's the time that I teach you how to say, I thank you, but I'm not chemically interested. Now, if for some reason you date her more than 3 dates, but you find you're incompatible for some reason, and you say, and you can't end it with her, but you made a mistake within 8 weeks. When you make a decision like I'm going to terminate this relationship, you use my tools, which I'm not going to give here, but I've just given you the place where you can get them. And I will give them later, but I'm going to be giving this piece of information first. So when you as a man have made a mistake and you've dated a woman 2 or 3 times, and then you either ghosted her, which means you just didn't call her back, and you want to date her some more, this is what a high buy letter looks like.
We've got a caller on, Dr. Elling. Let's take a caller.
What?
Let's take our caller and we'll come back and finish up the high buy.
Okay.
All righty. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello, Dr. Allen.
Hello.
I have a question.
What's the question?
It's not in regards to our romance, or so, to a relationship that you would have with a mother that's more masculine. So
and
my
you
question
are.
Is
you're wanting to be woman,
yes.
And she wants to be a man. Okay.
Yes. And she's always been a man, and as an example, she always pushes for the girl to be a man too. How, and then, well, this causes obviously friction.
Who are you?
I'm 30.
So why do you call her mother?
She's a mother. Wait. She's never been affectionate.
All right. But.
So there was no affection on her part. There was always this.
I've got news for you. She gave birth to you. Do you need to dive?
My fear is that she influenced me a little bit too much, where she would not. She didn't allow a girl.
I'm to be a boy, but. So do you want? Thing she does, you know, what does or not do that you're.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay, so how do I have a relationship with her? Because it's just so hard for us to communicate in any meaningful way. I'm longing to have some sort of a connection with her, but it's just so superficial. You know, I can never be close to her or, just have her on my side as a friend, because she's just not very affectionate. She doesn't seem to have that gene in her. I don't.
Are you married or single?
Single.
You've got to turn your radio off. That's okay.
No.
Are you married?
I am not married.
Are you married?
No.
Have you ever been married? The radio is still on.
You have to turn it off, caller.
It is off. Let me try it again. Is it better now?
I don't know. Yes, it's better because I didn't hear me. No, I heard me.
It's off. It's completely off. The radio is off. Can you hear me better now?
I can hear
call her, call back. Call her, hang up and call back, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
I want to finish the hi-bye now.
Well, she is going to call back, so shall we wait a second? Alrighty.
Yep, okay.
Sam's getting her back for us. Okay, caller, you're live on the air.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can hear. Okay, caller. Your mother,
yes.
What is your mother's first name?
Her first name is Josephine.
Would you please start calling her Josephine?
Okay.
She's a relative. She's not a mother.
Okay.
You run your life and she runs hers. Would you be willing for 1 week to treat her like an aunt? Do you have an aunt?
Yes, and I have a wonderful relationship with my aunt. I'm much closer to her than to my mother.
But is she your mother?
not my biological mother, but she feels like a mother.
Okay, well, your mother's not like her.
Mm-mm.
Does your mother have a right to not want to be a mother?
Yes.
Would you please treat her like your aunt?
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
Try it for a week and call back.
Okay. And basically don't ask for any type of mothering. Just
no mothering at all. Offer your mother mothering. She may be the way she is because she didn't get mothered. You're talking to me, and I'm telling you, wanting her to heal the wound of her childhood could take up to 3 years.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? So,
yes.
Would you be so kind as, if you want to mother, Mom, do you want me to take you to the store? Mom, do you want me to iron your dress? Mm-hmm. See what happens to her when you mother her.
Okay.
Or treat her like an aunt.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Okay, now I want to go back to the hi-bye letter.
Do it.
The hi-bye letter. What was that?
That was Sam telling me everything was okay. Go for it.
Okay. When you terminate a relationship, sir, I'm talking to men now.
Yes.
When you terminate and you make a mistake and you want back into the relationship, the hi-bye letter, 4 paragraphs, are hi, this is what I felt about you. And the 5th paragraph is, I want you back, or I know it's done. So paragraph one is everything you like about that person, whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're straight, whether you're gay, whether you're lesbian, what you like. The 2nd paragraph is the pain of the relationship, whether you made a mistake and terminated it, or they went away, ghosted you, or dropped you, or whatever, or you found out that somebody you were dating was betraying you with other people. And if you're a man, that happens to men. Women do things like that too. Paragraph 3, what you don't want in a relationship. What you do want in a relationship. Those are the 4 paragraphs overviewing whatever happened, whether you made a mistake, whether they dropped you, whether you caught them with somebody else. This is how you deal building a bridge. And the 5th paragraph, that paragraph is, thank you for reading this letter or listening to me read it to you. But I want us to take another chance. I made a mistake when I dumped you, or I understand that you dated so-and-so and I was mad, but I want another chance. So first paragraph is what you like. Second paragraph is the pain of what happened to the relationship. The third paragraph is basically what you do want. The fourth paragraph, well, it's like, pain, don't want, do want. And the last one is, thank you for reading or listening, and I want, hopefully, a response to this letter or this reading. And that works for men, and it works for women. The only difference is men want, and paragraph three is more important for you to say, I want you back, than a woman who says, I do not want to date a man that drops me without telling me. Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want because it feels bad. Men get what they want because they ask for it and because they negotiate. And a hi-bye letter is one bridge you can use to negotiate. Okay? So I'm ready for a new client.
All right. Let me see what's going on with our switchboard.
Good.
This pandemic has been truly difficult for my relationship with my husband of 14 years.
Wait a minute.
He had...
Wait a minute. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm telling you a question from somebody.
Oh, I didn't know that. It sounded like I was coming in the middle of the sentence.
No, this is what she says. The pandemic has been...
good.
Very difficult for me and my husband of 14 years. Somehow we have lost touch with each other, and everything seems to result in spats and fights. From the smallest thing like breakfast to the biggest thing like finances. I'm not sure how to talk to him anymore. Things used to be easy between us, but they're not anymore. How would I use your tools, and what tools would you suggest?
A hi-bye letter.
Oh, wow.
I just gave
Explain
the direction.
Explain that, Dr. Allen. Yeah, you okay. Just did give the rec. How would she do that?
And I'll listen to it and correct it if it has errors in it.
Nice. Okay. Okay, then here's another one of our Facebook people. She says, your duty dating technique works. I wanted to explain that after going on, oh my goodness, 56 duty dates, meaning dates with 56 different men, I finally think I found the right one. Okay.
What's wrong with that?
She says, but I'm wondering if I'm just desperate because I've been on so many dates. He's very kind, but he hasn't made any move after 5.5 months of discussing anything more serious than dating. How can I bring it up?
You can use one of my tools, and that would be 5-step cleanup. And if you want to know the tools, Kelly, give her the ad where she can get information on the tools, and then I'll show her how to do it.
All right, www.drpatallen.com, bottom of the page, chemistry and compatibility and communications. And even more importantly, go to our I Want store. And when you go there, you can find all of Dr. Allen's amazing things, all kinds of DVDs and CDs and books and things of that nature, and you can find all kinds of amazing things there. So what tools, Dr. Allen, laying on, are the five-step cleanup?
The five-step cleanup is a tool. Now, I've already given you the if you want to give the hi-bye letter to start the conversation with him, fine. But if you want to get into a negotiation with him, here are the five steps. Number one, do not start a very sensitive conversation without asking for an appointment. So he's your husband, 14 years, so whatever his name is, husband, I have some things I want to share with you about our marriage that are painful. Are you willing to listen to my message about that? If he says no, you say to him, you have every right not to listen to my painful statements, but I'm really having difficulty being married. And if you don't care if we're married, then I'll agree that we will just be life partners without marriage emotionally. But if you mind losing me, please listen to my letter, which is, you write down what the painful things are. It's not the hi-bye letter. It's you writing down what you want and see if he responds. And if he doesn't respond, then I'm afraid you have to decide to be partners or, God forbid, get a divorce.
Yeah.
You see? Or I'll work with you.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, we have a caller on the line. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello, Dr. Allen. Hello, Kelly. Yes, I do have a question.
What is your question?
I dated a lot of men last year. And
are you saying one of them, you have sex with them? You have dates?
No.
Real dates?
No,
not
no,
dudes
here. And the feedback I got from you is that I did it all right. The things I did,
okay, so
was okay.
You tell them you don't have sex unless you're in a committed relationship.
Yes, yes.
Good. So what is your question?
Well, there is one man, and I can't forget him. And I feel there's something between us, and this is going on for years. And I got a kind of struck by my feelings again for him. We haven't seen each other. Once in a while, he texts me. He wanted to meet me in December, but on the last minute, he canceled. And then I said, please don't contact me. I didn't say that. I said, I will not answer if you're, it's too hurtful. I only will answer if you're physically me with a ring.
So is he passive aggressive? Does he never keep his agreements?
No. He usually kept his agreements.
Have you read Living with a Passive Aggressive Man by Scott Wetzler?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to read a letter about somebody that doesn't keep their agreements?
Maybe he had a reason for it, because he said he had an appointment later on, and because it was distance, he couldn't make it. And it is not usual that he does a kind of amendment.
Often?
No, he never did that.
He's doing it now.
Yes, he did it last month.
Have you had intercourse with him ever?
Yes, that was 5 years ago.
5 years ago. Do you want to send him a hi-bye letter? Do you want to build a bridge with him? Have you an interest in him?
Somehow that caller got disconnected. Maybe we can get her back.
Okay, let's see if we can get her back.
Let's see if we can. I think Sam's hard at work doing that right now.
So
he's trying to get her.
Okay.
Caller, if you can hear us, we lost you, so try to call back. Her number isn't responding. Maybe she'll call back later.
Okay. Do we have anything else?
No, Sam says he's waiting for her to call back in case they're crossing lines, you know. Okay, 323-203-0815 is the number to dial. And let me see. Oh, this is an interesting question, Dr. Pat.
Please.
One of our longtime listeners says, Dr. Pat, what inspired you to read dreams? You're amazing at it. And I just wondered what created the interest in that. I think that's neat. What did create the interest in reading dreams, Dr. Allen? You are brilliant at it.
Well, number one, I studied the work of a lady named Wilda Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
She has a book, The Mystical, Magical, Marvelous World of Dreams. And as a matter of fact, one of my school, Patricia Eltage, has picked up what I gave her and what Wilda Tanner gave me, so that I have been doing this for 51 years.
It's really amazing.
Patricia Kelly, how long is Patricia? 10 years or some? She's been a long time, and she's got a book, and it's called Dream Class, Patricia Eltage.
She's been following you 25 years.
And she Patricia will has. Be on the, if you want, she'll be on the radio station, not this week, but next week.
Yeah, she will. Hey, we've got a caller on the line, Dr. Pat. You want to talk to a caller?
All right. Yeah.
Here we go. You're live, caller. Do you have a question?
I do. I've got a couple of questions. One, well, I've been listening to your podcast, and a couple of questions came up for me. One is about in older women, do you still have that oxytocin kind of thing going on? I'm not quite sure how that works in, you know, women over, you know, in their 50s and 60s.
I will tell you.
Okay.
Periandropause perimenopause and periandropause starts around 40-something and is well invested. When a woman gets to that point, the estrogen goes down, but the male hormones act. The truth of the matter is that older women are hornier sexually than younger women.
Well, that's good.
No, it is. And it's interesting for men, as men get up to their 50s and 60s, the testosterone's going down. When they're, those are impact struck chemistry, the estrogen that's been in his body since he was conceived become more sensitive. I work with women all the time. There you can, it's life threatening for an older man to not be loved. You guys are more sensitive than when we're older. Let's not really that. Was meaner than mom, grandma's nicer than dad. Do you see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
the truth of the matter is, Harvard did a study in the 90s, and they found out that 2/3 of the men they the query, why did you mate? Same contract, but one is licensed and one is not. But they're both the same contract. Why did you marry? 2/3 of men mate and marry for sensual, that's, and food and kids and sexuality from a woman that maintains her sexuality and doesn't destroy it. Or starvation period. 1/3 of men marry for status and security. My wife's dad owns blank blank. I work for him. Basically, like he's a gigolo. He's a gold digger. A woman would be called a gold digger. 2/3 of women mate and marry for structured status. That's what is better than girlfriend. And financial stability, hopefully to pay significantly for kids to be in the 1/3 of women, cougars, mate and marry for cougars. So people are either trying to get laid or paid.
Right. So
have you
in
read
older,
in older what?
Well, so, you know, in older, we're dating older women, right? Like I'm 60, right? And I'm dating women my age. And one of the things that you talked about is duty dating. And how does
duty
that work
dating
for men?
And what it my does age for men, I want you to hear. God forbid you have prostate cancer or something like that, and your dick doesn't work.
Thank God that's not a problem.
Then it's not a problem. You see, sex is really big time between 20s and...
Yeah, 20s, 30s. I mean,
yeah, 20s
my whole
and 40s.
Life. Yeah.
That's when nature's getting its babies born, you see?
Mm-hmm.
But... If you are a good guy or a good girl, the most important element as we, I'm 87. Older people like companionship.
Right.
And therefore, I am totally happy dating men that are good companions.
Now, what about, yeah, I mean, because it's like, that's one of the things about my dating
yes
and all that. And what I'm looking for now is, you know, before it was more about a sexual conquest and also a relationship, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But today it's more, it's less of less about that. Not that I don't want it, because I do, but
I know that
sex.
But the nice
I'm also more into the other, you know, into the relationship.
The love, the sensual mm-hmm. and sexual,
exactly.
the companionship, travel,
exactly.
Quebec, whatever. People.
Yeah, somebody to be with.
Somebody to be companions with. So your eyes pick because you like conformity. You like, a man likes a healthy woman because that healthy body is not going to end up broken on his bill.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? So
right.
It's good that you pick a woman that likes, if a woman doesn't like living in her body, she is going to eat or drink or do something. Women have to feel good to do good. A man, on the other hand, if you are wounded sexually and you can't have sex for whatever reason, then sensual and sexual can be companionship. And she, if she's a healthy woman, will provide what you need. Do you know what attack of subo cardiomyopathy heart attacks?
Yes.
Oh, good, good, good. do you understand that you guys, when you get into your 50s and 60s, you can't be treated disrespectfully. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts your heart too much. And one good smashing heart, when you're betrayed by somebody that you loved and wanted as at least a companion, remember, you got to negotiate time, space, money, and play, sexual
right.
and non-sexual. There's somebody for everybody if people are willing to negotiate with love instead of intimidate with fear or seduce with guilt and shame. That's all I do, is teach people to fight to be love or companions. That's my specialty. And I'm glad you're calling me.
Well, yeah.
Are you
there? I'm glad I'm calling. Yeah, I'm here. I'm glad I'm calling too. So,
okay.
So for the duty dating, is it the same
yes.
thing for men and women? Because I was listening to your podcast earlier today. You were talking
yeah.
to, you know, it was about a young woman. She was 28 and something like that.
Yes.
And, you know, and it was, you know, and I'm listening and I'm going, okay, so she, you know, you, and one of the things you talked about was you were waiting for, you know, it's like she's dating three guys and she's waiting for one guy to, you know, pretty much just say, okay, I want to be exclusive with you. All right. And,
right.
What do I, as the male, do?
What you do is you pick with your eyes for
mm-hmm.
physical love. If she's not taking care of her body, that's a warning sign. It isn't that she's had a heart attack or she's got a problem. Somebody who's had a bad medical thing that takes care of it is more loving than somebody that's never had the heart attack. Do you understand
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So pick with your eyes, because that's what men like. And you know what you like about? You like congruity. You
mm-hmm.
like the body structured. It's like a left lobe choice. Whereas women pick with their ears as to whether you're going to want them to be willing to let them be women in which you lead, but check their feelings about your leadership. Mm-hmm. So if you have any chemistry for your eyes for a woman, give her 3 dates. But if she starts mothering you or judging you or disrespecting you, that's when you use my tools and you say, you know what? I appreciate you, but I want better. I want loving companionship before I get seriously invested in this. You've got to build from 50 up. You've got to be really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
But give them 3 dates and then please give them a Pat Allen lecture. I want respect and you're not respecting me. So unless you change, I can't date you anymore, even though I'm attracted to you.
Right.
Remember this following statement. You need to be cherished in your 50s and 60s, or your life will be shortened. The mm-hmm. reason that men are resistant to marriage is because if they make a mistake, they die. Mm. When a woman makes a mistake, she and her girlfriends go to Paris and visit. We gather in groups.
Right. Yeah.
You see? Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you for helping me and answering the question.
And
I appreciate
feel free
it.
To call again.
All right. I will. Definitely.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul.
Great show. Thanks for everything. Bye-bye.
Julie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I love it. Another man. So awesome. Okay.
Do we have somebody else?
Not right this minute, but I can tell everybody that 323-203-0815 is the number to call. We do have some people out in Facebook who have some questions. So let me look
there. Do you have any questions that you've got? Do we
have
anything?
Yes, I do.
Well, then why don't we answer them?
And we are going to do that right now. I'm just opening up the little box. Tells me the questions. La, 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 la. Okay. What are the messages? And the messages are... Okay, a lot of I love your show. Okay.
Oh, by the way, Kelly, do you know that Mercury's in retrograde?
Yes, I do know that. And it is really in retrograde.
What that does is electronic equipment does, that's why there's problems with machines.
Yes. Yes, there is. There's many problems with machines.
I think it's lifting shortly.
My printer stopped working. My scanner stopped working. My computer crashed 3 times. And I was like, well, it's time for me to go outside and get the sunshine. Apparently, the universe is telling me, stop working. So I, took a walk. Took a walk.
So what's
okay,
the question, now that I've given my little lecture there?
I got engaged in December after dating for 2 years. How long is too long to be engaged without a wedding date?
Well, I personally believe that being engaged, if you can, I believe you don't know anyone till you know them a year. So I'm not against 4 seasons of dating and getting to, if you're engaged, agree, live together. Lynn, girlfriend, not too hot about that because the wife job shows up on the girlfriend's shoulders and can be a burden. So with that in mind, I'm saying anything having to do with engagement is a better title than an oral agreement to boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
So if she wants to be married,
mm-hmm.
at the end of a year, if she's hopefully, look, number one, I don't think it's smart to have intercourse before you're in a committed relationship, whether it's oral or engaged or married, whatever. So please, girls, do not have intercourse orally, anally, or vaginally, because it does things to the body which creates oxytocin, which glues you to the man that turned you on. So I'm not against engagement. I'm against living together without at least engagement. And
yeah.
Boyfriend, girlfriend contracts are okay too, but that's the least. You're with this, whoever this wrote this has been with them for 2 years, which is a year past if she wants to be married, that she's either engaged or I've got to start dating people that might want to get married. If you want to be legally married, that contract is monogamy, continuity, and long-term goals, compatibility.
Yes.
After you get... Okay.
Okay, so the question I have is, so then she would definitely use one of the tools to say, listen, this is what's happening. You know, either we're going to move forward or I'm going to date. Is that right?
Yes, or she may join us in a group. How about you do the commercial on the groups?
Oh, I would love to. Hey, everybody. Right now, Dr. Allen is doing some amazing groups. And if you'd like to join one of our groups, you need to get on our waiting list. And how you do that is by reaching out via email to info@drpatallen.com. You'll reach out to Sue via email, and she will put you on our list to get you into one of our work groups. And they're amazing. They're really amazing. Also, you should know that Dr. Allen does special script sessions, and she also does a critique of a high bilayer. You can also book those through info@drpatallen.com. We've got a call
on
Dr.
Allen. Scripts. Did you say the script one?
Oh, yeah, I did. I did say the script one.
Good.
You've got a
live caller.
You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, thank you. I do. I want to get some language or suggestions from you, Dr. Allen, about how to her who is not scheduling work that he agrees he will be doing. And I want to make sure to speak in an appropriate fashion. Do you have any ideas?
Do you want to write your script down?
Sure.
Okay.
I have a pen ready. Mm-hmm.
Do you make an appointment to speak to him? How do you want to communicate with him?
I think making an appointment to have a conversation, requesting that we have a conversation. Mm-hmm.
So you say to him, I want to talk to you about our relationship and our business. When would it be convenient?
Excellent.
And when would you want to say, are you available today? Would you like to pick out an appointment time? In other words, you need to make an appointment for his convenience. Is it a man or a woman?
He's a man.
He's a man. Okay.
Yeah.
So make an appointment for the subject. The subject is for our agreement.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't agree to negotiate, does he have a license?
Yes.
Okay. If he says, I don't need to talk to you, or he's some rude, you'll say, I will talk to your license board. There's a price for not talking. For example, small claims court is maybe something, because they do, I think, up to $13,000 bill, you know, bad deals.
This is not for anything that he's already been paid for.
Okay, he's already been paid?
Yes. And everything he's been paid for.
You want the work done?
Well, he completed already the work that he was paid for.
Okay.
There are additional items. I wanted suggestion on how to broach the topic of getting an agreement on scheduling, continuing more work that has not been paid for. It's just agreed to do.
Okay. So that's good that I know that. So you would see business I want us to deal with. I want to deal with some business. When would it be convenient? Is now or today convenient? When? Get a date for the convenience. If he refuses to set the convenience, that's when you say, well, you know, he hasn't made an agreement, though, so you can't really threaten him with something that he hasn't agreed to yet. So,
well, I mean, he said he would do these other things when his schedule opened up.
But his schedule may not open up for 20 years.
Right.
So now I want to say to you, we haven't I want to get details on when it's going to be done. So have a list of the things you want done. You see, and have a copy for him.
Yes.
So the first thing, language-wise, is make an appointment for the subject, but stay within the boundary of the. We've already talked about this, but I want to bring the details in. Okay. So that's really basically it. Okay.
Okay.
Because you don't have any contracts. All right.
Correct. Thank you so much. I really wanted to make sure I was doing it appropriately, and so that helps me feel more comfortable.
Respectfully. The more you respect men, the more they can cherish you. The more you mother them older than 11, when men are 11 years old, they're now starting their manhood. When a girl is 8 years old, she hopefully has a loving daddy or brother or some man who cherishes her feelings. Otherwise, she's going to become very masculine.
Excellent. I have heard you mention that.
Good.
Those age differences in between the boys and the girls. And
Dad has to start weaning away from mom at 11. So you have to be careful when you're dealing with men over 11, you see, by using my tools. Make appointments for touchy subjects. Make convenient for them. Watch the rest of this show. Okay. Show's over. Ready now? You see what I mean?
Excellent.
You have a
Thank
right
Thank you very
to
much, Dr. Allen.
Good. Excellent.
Okay. Thank you too, Kelly. Have a good evening. Appreciate you both.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, caller. Okay. Let me see if I have anything from Sam before I ask you one of our Facebook questions.
What?
I'm checking in right now to see what's...
Yeah, checking with Sam.
Checking in with Sam, see what's shaking at the board. In the meantime, oneistore.com, that's where you get our stuff. You get our Dating Over 50 DVD, our book, It's a Man's World, It's a Woman's Universe. It's like Sam doesn't have anything right now, so I am going to ask this question. And this is, okay, Dr. Allen, I have a burning question to ask you that hopefully you can answer on the radio show. I'm from London, good, and the timing is different. If I called the show, my fiance would hear me in the house, and it's about him. Here's the situation. He is a carer, and he used to care for an elderly man who passed away. The elderly man has a dog.
What? Wait. I didn't hear what he was.
A caregiver?
Oh, caregiver. I didn't hear that clearly.
Yeah.
Okay, he's a caregiver, and the man died.
Yes. And the elderly man has a daughter who's been a quote-unquote friend of my fiancé even after the client died. Thousands of pounds, which he mostly asks for, and she never gives him deadlines to pay the money back. He has done house jobs for her, like cleaning and gardening regularly, and she has paid him for that too. And it appears they speak on the phone and text every day. She tells him a lot about her personal life and has shown him her bank accounts. She's very rich. She is single, and it looks like it's mainly her reaching out to him. She calls him for chats and to come over regularly, not just for jobs.
You're talking about a woman talking to the former caregiver to the old man that died. Is that true?
That is correct.
Got it. Okay.
Now they are discussing her lending money for him to buy a house, which he wants to make into a business with her. Is this kind of relationship normal? Is it my business? My suspicions are eating away at me, which is she's emotionally attached to him and is using money to keep him coming back to her and feeling like he owes her, since he owes her a lot of money and she hasn't bugged him for it. I know he has no romantic interest in her and he loves me, but I'm suspicious of the woman. She does know about me and I met her once.
Now, is the lady that wrote this note, is she married to the caregiver?
No, he's her fiancé.
Their fiancé, okay. So with this in mind, he wants to set up a business with this rich lady.
Yes.
So how would your fiancé, how does she get into it unless she's married?
Right. Exactly. She says she's feeling very jealous.
Jealousy is a sign of love, and I love the book by David Buss, B-U-S-S. When you're jealous, it's an indicator, territoriality, is that you want that person to be monogamous, which is a sign of love.
Yes.
Okay. So,
if she talks to him about it and interjects herself in his business, that's very mothering, isn't it?
It's mothering, but it has no legal standing.
Right. She's not the wife.
I understand. That's what I'm saying. She's not the wife, so it's in her business what she can cancel the fiance engagement. Look, tell the rich lady, I cannot be your fiance unless I'm married to you, because you are financially forming a business with her, and that's not acceptable to me. That's too much, too close to being married.
Yes. Okay. I hope she's listening. We've got another one. The fiancés are the hot pot tonight. Does my fiancé having a bachelor party with strippers at a strip club count against monogamy?
Does what?
Does my fiancé having his bachelor party at a strip club with strippers count against monogamy?
No. It's a theatrical show.
Right.
Anti-monogamy is sexual.
Right. I agree. Looks like jealousy is having its run tonight. I love it. Let's see. We just talked about David Buss.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, jealousy is an indicator that there's serious love going on.
Mm-hmm.
When people can be polygamous, the danger is bonding to new people when you're married to other people. It's monogamy, continuity, and longevity are some things that I have been teaching for many years, because the discussion and the negotiation results in a firm knowledge of what you want. You see?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you have to know the boundaries of what you're doing. That's what I teach. That's what I work with.
Yes. Yes.
Do we have any other questions?
Let me see here. I negotiated monogamy, continuity, and longevity, aiming at marriage with a gentleman. A week after, all of a sudden, he came back and said that there was nothing serious between us. And he said, if I had been serious, I'd have put a ring on your finger. How do I respond to this in the Dr. Pat way?
I appreciate your critique of my generosity of allowing you to be a free wife, allows me to be a free wife, but I'm no longer going to continue that mistake. So unless I'm engaged, we're through.
Wow, I love it. Let's see. Yeah. A man has met me online. He's in Australia and I'm in Europe. He plans to come meet me in person once COVID is better, but that may be a while. Is there a way to check the chemistry in the meantime? Could he, for example...
No. The way you must test the chemistry is being within 30 inches of him, and the pheromones that are given off from his body hook up with your pheromones. It's basically smelling him. And the interesting thing is it goes through your mouth, through your palate, to the Jacobson's organ, which in India, many, many women put that wonderful little dot, which basically the same spot as the Jacobson's organ. And when that organ is stimulated, the Bartholomew glands, it triggers the pituitary to gush oxytocin. And oxytocin will glue whoever is doing it. For example, men don't bond when they're young, but they bond when they're old because the testosterone goes down and the estrogen in their body impacts them. That's how he ends up sugar daddy with the gold digger.
Yes.
Young women who allow penises in their mouth, anus, or vagina, do that. They set this system in motion, and it can take up to 2 years to detox off of chemical bonding.
Yes.
Which is the same length of time as a funeral or a divorce.
Right. Right. It is. And it's hard. And I think it's interesting because Robert Storr was on the show the other day, and he was talking about that. The people that are left behind after somebody takes their own life. That period of time that, you know, people are like, well, get over it. But there's, you know, it's a time thing.
Yes.
Often,
I love what you say. It's nature's way of keeping families in unit form for the sake of the young.
Yeah. Yeah.
For women and kids.
Definitely.
And gentlemen are willing to pay to keep their family, instead of going off with somebody else, you see, which is a responsibility. Women give up a lot of autonomy and independence when they marry, because
yes,
they go from I to we and us. Men take on a lot, gentlemen take on a lot of responsibilities when they get to the marriageable state, which is that he can't stand the thought of her being with another man. That's jealousy. This
yes.
book by David Buss extols the virtue of honoring jealousy.
Yes. I love it.
Okay.
I love it. And that's really cool because, you know, like in past relationships I had, especially when I was younger, he would say, you're just so jealous. And, you know, it was almost accusatory. So,
by David Buss, extols the virtue of honoring jealousy. Wait a minute,
exactly.
I can't hear it. Something's happening, I can't hear it.
Something is happening. We have a live caller with us. Caller, you're live on the air. You've got to shut down your radio, but you're welcome to ask a question.
Okay, here I am. I shut down. I didn't realize I'd come on so quick, so I turned the other off. Okay, so hello, Dr. Pat. Here's my question, okay?
What's your question?
Well, first off, I'm under 40, and broke up with someone who I'd been with for a while, over a year. There wasn't going to be longevity, which is what I wanted. So I happened to...
Wait a minute. You wanted longevity mating or marrying?
Marrying.
Married. See, they're the same contract, but one is a documented one and the other one is not.
Got it.
Okay, so go ahead and tell me some more.
So I just want to confirm with regards to the 8 weeks, okay, that if I happen to see them because there's a lot of proximity and, you know, friendship, blah, blah, blah.
I have
you know,
no problem with any form of affection except intercourse.
Okay.
Bartholomew right. glands are internal. What I'm talking about, you see, here's the problem. When women give free intercourse, oral, anal, and vaginal, oral and anal are big gifts. There's not a lot that a woman's getting out of it except watching his eyes roll into the back of his head, you know. But when women let penises in their vagina, they get off. Therefore, I teach people, women. In fact, I want to mention that my classes are for women. Five women together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with that in mind, I teach women, please give them a hand job. Let them go down on you. I have no problem with anything except intercourse, because that is the thing that men really want to do, because towels are definitely not as much fun as vaginas.
Got it. So the 8 weeks doesn't restart if I just, you know, if we're out and about, as long as there's no intercourse.
The 8 weeks is from the time you told him, either I want to be engaged with a wedding date, or I'm not. I will date you. I'll be affectionate, but I'm going to date other people along with you, because you are not going where I want to go.
Oh, okay.
Many, many women are afraid of their man running away. The truth of the matter is, if a man is falling in love with you, he's bonding to you, especially if he's 50 and above, and he doesn't want to lose you to another man. Being generous as a mother is like nursing him with a baby. You see?
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
Are you going to do this or what?
No, I just needed clarification about the 8 weeks, and that was all. And you clarified it for me. I forgot that, you know, you could still date, and
Terminate. You don't have to reject him. You can sleep with him. You can do almost anything except intercourse, oral, anal, or vaginal.
Okay. Yeah. Good to go. Thank you much.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. Okay, Dr. Allen, we are just about out of time, so I'm going to do a little advertisement here. I want to remind everybody that the One Institute is a 501c3 educational nonprofit corporation, and your donation is fully tax deductible. If you are interested in donating and keeping Dr. Pat Allen alive and on the air at latalkradio.com, you can reach out to info@drpatallen.com via email and find out the particulars of giving your tax deductible donation. I want to remind everybody that we do groups of five ladies groups. We're not doing men groups yet, but we're working on figuring that out for you gentlemen out there that have been listening, and we love you gentlemen too. Info@drpatallen.com is the hot spot to go and email to get on the list, or to book a critique of your high by letter, or to book your live script appointment. All very amazing. And that's where you get on our list to be in one of our groups. info@drpatallen.com. All of our stuff as at One Eye Store. Find Dr. Allen's new book there, and find Conversational Rape, DVD Dating Over 50, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. And Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments that you're willing to.
Indeed. We love you, everyone. We'll be back next week. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.